Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J.
I'm rocking with Miss J in the Morning, and it's oh so priceless.
My company.
Monsters.
Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain confetti.
Yeah.
All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants, so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down, they can't budge me even if they hit my pocket. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, still in the game, on a different team. No Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the Rufio.
Now watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. Just know my father's name. Yahweh is the king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. King Christ, the devil thought he had. Shut out the states cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can dust it. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God, I just wanna see you happy.
Now watch me work.
Raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta see these squares sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge in sight though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Watch me work.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Team Jesus stand
up. Now watch me work.
Fly coast stand up.
Watch me work.
Priceless stand up.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you're your job, whether you tweet, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you do,
right,
as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they're watching you, they're watching him. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, so watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Watch me work. Oh, Mom, starting to show up right here. Miss J in the morning. Good morning. It's your host today, Miss J. Y'all know I'm on one today. We're going to OD on positivity. We're going to work it. We're going to shake it out. We're going to do all you need to do to get up and get out of the bed. Those of you that are on the West Coast, you're still laying down. You're listening to me with the phone on the pillow, too lazy to even hold the phone. You got the computer on and you just snuggled up in your covers. I get it. I understand. Those of you that are on the East Coast, you are 3 hours ahead and you're still in the bed. You may not be in a physical bed. Sometimes we're in a mental sleep. Just walking around, going through life, you forget what day it is. You don't even know where you're coming or where you're going. You forget that you talk to somebody on the phone because you're asleep. It's time to wake up. Good morning doesn't necessarily mean it's in the a.m. in natural time. Good morning means this is an opportunity for you to wake up, get up, and get going. Oh, Mobs, watch me work. Shout out to The Fly Company. If you want to know more about his music and to download that song, you can log on to iTunes, or easier to get all the information, log on to The Fly, F-L-Y, company.com. The track is Watch Me Work, debuted international first time only right here before it was even released, and that's how we do it. On Ms. J in the morning, of course, we play the best in inspirational music for you, music to get you up, get you going, and get you lifted. We also have some great things to talk about, things that are going on in the world, and definitely want to talk about some things that are going on today. Today, Ms. J needs to vent a little bit more, and I appreciate y'all helping me through my therapy. I hope y'all help me. Some awesome things that are going on this weekend, so I want to make sure to make the announcement so y'all don't miss it. Ms. J might be in an area near you really soon. So, of course, we got all that and the ever-so-popular Ms. J area code check-in, your opportunity to rep your city, getting it together right here on Ms. J in the morning. But today's focus is you got to work it. Just work it. Those of you who are new to the show, you may not know. Those of you who are not, I say it all the time, I get tons of emails. And it seems like they're just flooding in even more. It's like when I talk about the emails, that prompts more people to send more emails. So I just want everybody to please be patient. I actually answer the emails myself. I don't have a crew. I don't have an assistant who goes through my emails and sends me the ones who are better or anything like that. I actually have to go through each and every email myself, and in order to give you the best advice that I have, the best guidance, the best wisdom, and to inspire you genuinely, I have to read them. So please be patient. So I try to, you know, answer a few questions at one time on the show, but a lot of times people are sending me emails. Recently, I've gotten a lot of emails about people who are a little bit ashamed of what they got. You know, you've gotten some gifts, you notice that you got a little talent in some things, or some things that you're good at, some things that you wanted to do, but because you've been at your church for so long, or at your job for so long, or maybe you're new to a city, you don't know actually how to present it. You don't know how to show it. You don't want to be boastful. You don't want to, you know, put somebody else down, or your husband is the bread maker and you don't want to start your business because you don't want to compete against him, or your wife is very successful and you don't want to tell her that you really don't want to support her. You want to start your own business, and all that is a bunch of mess. It's a bunch of malarkey. It's a bunch of lies that's designed to get you to stop going in the direction you need to go in. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today, but the first thing I want to let everybody know is that if you ever made a mistake, if you're ever going through anything, the first thing you need to do is quit replaying the bad memories. Stop it. This is a very serious message. This is an instant message directly from the Holy Spirit to those of you who are listening right now. Quit replaying your bad memories. You're losing sleep. You're getting stressed out, you're having anxiety because you keep playing, you're pushing replay. The bad things that happen in your life have happened. It's going to take time and a process to get over it, but you cannot get over it. You cannot get 100% healed and completely delivered if you keep going over and over and over it again. Those of you who like to sit there and think about when mama got sick, and what happened, and you talk about it. You get with your brothers and your sisters, and you go on about when she went to the hospital and how she looked when she died, or you talk about your husband and what he looked like, and you keep replaying those memories. All you're doing is reopening that wound, and you will never, ever heal. It'll leave a horrible, ugly scar that you might as well just have the wound instead of healing because you keep reopening it. The things you need to replay are the great memories, the great times that you have, the fact that you're still here, that you can honor your loved ones with your life. Those of you who've been through a bad breakup, Quit replaying it. Quit talking about it. Quit going over and over and over again. Now, if you're helping somebody out and giving them your experience as a means of ministry or guidance or counseling, that's one thing. But just to sit back and talk about, yeah, because when I was married, girl, my first divorce, I can't da 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 da, and you wonder why you're still single and having a hard time trusting men and getting back into the relationships, because you're still hurt. You're still angry, and now you're bitter. You need to let it go. There's no looking back when you're trying to be successful. You have to forget the former thing. Press towards the mark of the high call. That means you have to go forward and above it all. You can't just move forward. Sometimes there's some stuff you got to rise above. You got to go higher. So we'll get into some Demita Hatton and encourage you guys to just don't look back. It's over. Let it go. Here we go.
you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Those of you who are stuck in your past, the past memories, you keep pushing replay on over and over and over again. Every time you meet someone new in a relationship, the only thing you can talk about is your ex. That's a clear sign that you're stuck in your past, and you can't move forward if you got the car in reverse. It's not going to ever work. You can hit the gas as hard as you can. You can pump the brakes as much as you want, but all you're going to do is keep moving back. Further and further, and it's dangerous driving backwards down the highway. Y'all know it is. You have to put it in D, drive. D means don't look back. Also means doing me. Fantasia, there's sometimes where you got to just let it go. You got to quit tripping over it. You are absolutely 100% right. I want to speak to those of you who continue to send an email and those of people who are dealing with people that I'm talking about. Most of the time, the people that keep replaying issues that happen, you got fired from your job, or even if you just got into a simple argument and they got to tell that story 18 times. It's only because they want somebody to agree with them that they were right and the other person was wrong. So they're going to keep playing it because they want validation. They're going to keep replaying that bad incident because they want people to agree with them and validate their feelings that they're having. So let me be the first to say, for most of you, you are absolutely right. They were absolutely wrong. They wronged you. They hurt you. They should be punished tremendously for making you feel seriously the feelings that you felt. Yet it is over. You can't go back to that. You can't make that person pay for what they did for you in the past. You can't keep looking back. You can have the car and drive, but if you focus on the rearview mirror, you will still wreck your car. You have to keep moving forward. If you're focused on somebody else's issues, what happened back then, what they can't do, you working to prove somebody else wrong, it's going to cause you to fail. Despite how much money you invest in the company, despite how much time you invest, how much politicking you do, if your goal is just to prove somebody else wrong, you're going down with the wrong motive. Quit trying to prove other people wrong. Do you and prove God right. That's the problem. That's our focus in life is that, oh, you're going to tell me that I can't? Well, I'm going to tell you that I can. That's a great thing, but your motive is off. So when your motives are off, the choices you make and the tactics and the strategies that you choose are a little bit off. Sometimes you make the wrong choices. Sometimes you say things on Facebook or say things on Twitter when you think you're trying to be slick or you're being the bigger person that's actually digging a deeper hole for you. Sometimes you make choices. Sometimes you do things that put you in certain situations all because you're focusing on another person. So instead of trying to prove somebody wrong, why don't you strive to prove God right? God said you are great. He made you in his image. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter if you're a woman, no matter if you're a man, no matter what you've come through, you are here now. You have survived. You are blessed and highly favored, and you need to prove God right. You need to walk around every single day believing that, knowing that. I've shared it on the show plenty of times. There are studies that have proven if you just get up and say a positive word to yourself in the morning, it could change the course of your life for the better. It can change the course of your household. Those single parents out there, whether you're a single mom or a single dad, you keep looking at your children and deep in your heart, you still feel the pain, you feel the anger, you feel the anguish, you feel the bitterness, you feel the disappointment, you feel the shame, and you need to change that. You need to look at your child and feel blessed and feel happy and feel excited and feel honored that you have been given the responsibility to help this wonderful gift, this wonderful flower grow. You need to let it go. I don't care how hard the breakup was, the divorce was. I don't care what she did. I don't care what he did. Now, if they are a danger to your life and your child's physical or mental safety, then I understand. There's no communication at this time. But you need to understand that that child is the most important thing in this situation, not you. The child is the most important situation, the most important one in the situation, not you. Let it go. You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep going. You got to do you. Sometimes doing you means not talking about it anymore. Somebody asked, well, what happened to your ex? You know, right now I don't want to talk about it. A lot of us women, we got that bad. Soon as somebody opened that door, we run right through and bring 10 other ones with you. Well, what happened in your past relationship? Well, sit down, grab some coffee. Let's get something to eat. Let's talk about it. I can take you all the way from my first boyfriend all the way to the ex and the one that I'm dealing with now that I'm about to let go. Take you to my first husband, the second husband, and the third husband and tell you all that. Men, y'all talking about, well, you know how females are. Y'all know them females. Y'all do the same thing, you just use different language. You got to let it go, and doing you means making sure you're doing the things that will get you to live in a happy and healthier life, which includes ODing on positivity each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Ms. J in the Morning, answering those questions that you guys are emailing me and helping y'all get to the point to where you can just work it and tell people, watch me work. Oh, Mom started the show off right. Might have to play that again just to remind y'all. So we'll see how the show goes. Of course, we got some news to talk about. A man finds more than a cookie in his cookie jar. And I'm not talking about anything crazy. I'm talking about $4.8 $5 million. Yes, that makes me feel great about all the Oreos that I've eaten. That gets me closer. We'll talk about that in a restaurant in the Bay Area, Bacon Bacon. Those of you who are some bacon lovers, y'all know y'all wrong, right? Yeah, got to close down in a little bit. So, yeah, y'all got to say goodbye. Y'all want to go to Bacon Bacon and get all the bacon stuff, fried bacon, bacon candy, bacon sandwich, bacon burger, and all that great stuff. You got to say goodbye because they're closing down. We'll talk about that. And some people who decided to do some great things for people that have expired parking meters are getting sued because their strategies in doing the right thing is actually wrong. So we'll talk about all that, of course, the Ms. J area code check-in. But the first thing I need to do is make sure that I'm helping those of you who are asking for help get the help that you need. A lot of times you go through situations because you're just disappointed. You look at yourself in the mirror and you wish you had this and you wish you had that and you wish you didn't have this and you wish you didn't have that. And, oh, I need to lose weight. Oh, I wish my skin was clearer. Oh, I'm going to drink more water. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm tired. I have bags under my eyes. I wonder why people aren't accepting me. Maybe I need to change my hair. I should cut my hair this way. Or maybe I should dye my hair that way. Maybe I should dress like this more time. You need to be content with where you are right now. We can all do better. We all have room to grow and to be a better us. But right now, you are who you are, and you have what you have. Women, you had a child. You have more than one child. You are going to have stretch marks. It's going to happen. It's a natural way of life. It's okay. If he doesn't love you for your stretch marks, he's not the one. Men, you've eaten a little too much. You're going to have stretch marks. You lost weight and you gained some more. If she does not love you because you have stretch marks, it's time to let her go. People who make little things big things, it'll only happen in every situation. So before it gets too deep and you got another child coming in and now you're going through another divorce, why don't you just say right now, let's just cool it until we're both mature to handle this relationship. It's okay. You got some hairs in places, women, that you don't want. That's why we got Nair and wax and all that other type of stuff. Men, you don't have hair in places you won't have hair. It's okay. That's why you can just go bald and you got some Rogaine and all that stuff. It happens. You have to be realistic in relationships, and not just romantic relationships, relationships with other people. You have to be happy with just who you are. It has been proven by studies that the most attractive thing, ladies, listen, the most attractive thing to any man, young, old, black, white, Asian, Korean, Hawaiian, Samoan, African, is a woman's smile. 98% of men on this earth are more attracted to a woman's smile than they are her body. Most men pay attention to our body because that's what we give most attention to. The way we dress, the way we stress about it, the way we provoke ourselves. Men are attracted to what you're going to put in front of them. So if you're going to say, oh, what do you like this? You're putting your Facebook pictures up. Even the ministers, y'all, we don't even want to talk about the super Christians that got more cleavage than they could ever have. Putting all them booty twerking pictures on Facebook, you're showing the men your goods and what you got. So why do you think they're obsessed with it? And when asked in these studies, what they're most attracted to is a woman's smile and her confidence. She can have on a robe and not show a bit of skin. She can have on garb all over her head and all you see is her eyes and her mouth. And if she has a beautiful smile, a man will still be attracted to her. It's not what you wear, it's how you wear it, y'all. It's the confidence that you have. Men, women love a confident man, a man who is secure in what he's doing, not a cocky man, not a boastful man, a confident man, a man who understands what he has been placed in this earth to do, and he is walking in it and doing all that he can with style, doing all that he can with integrity and great character. That's what we're attracted to. So the moral of this story is be happy with who you are, be confident with what you have and be content until you get better. So let's get back into some music. Here's Angie Stone, Happy Being Me, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this.
That doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and laughter. I'm learning from my befores and afters. All and all, it's been cool. His grace, it brought me through. I'm so happy being me. Oh, broken dreams that went down serene. As we grow, we live and know some things were never meant to be, but everything that you've been through, God designed just to bless you. That's why memories lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Happy loving me. So happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
Oh,
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Hi, this is Markeela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus, OD, overdose on positivity.
Ryan Show,
inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. There you can get all the updates on what's going on. Updates are posted frequently, so make sure you keep it locked right there. My calendar is there, let you know most of the places that I would be. Some places, y'all don't need to know. I don't want y'all to go with me to the stove when I go to the movie. I'm not telling y'all that. Some of y'all sending emails asking a little bit too personal information. But I'm grateful for all of you guys. And for your support, those of you who are supporting me around the world, you guys brighten my day. Every time I wake up and I see my emails, my direct messages, instant messages, even text messages, voicemails, those of you who are calling into the show frequently, those of you who get opportunity to see me and give me an encouraging word, it's because of you all that I'm able to do what I do. It's not just my show, it's our show. So with that said, let's get into it really quick. I'm going to try to do a speed through. The Miss J area code check-in, your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to make you laugh, I guess. That's what I'm doing. So let's get right into it. Those of you who are listening on your computer, you can get in where you fit in by dialing 714-816-4743. Go ahead and call in right now to rep your city. I got you logged in, 714-816-4743. And without further ado, here we go. The Miss J area code check in. Already messing up, y'all. Here we go. 209-332-301-410-460-770-702-818-513-510-864-757-678-404-213-662-716-238-916-943-917-313-205. Keeping it live right here on Miss J in the morning. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to my Macs and my PCs. No matter where you are around the world, I'm so grateful for you for tuning in and your support. Thank you so much for loving the Miss J area code check-in. Y'all keep asking me to do it, so I'm going to give you what you love. At least I'll put a smile on your face for the day. Now, getting into some news, y'all. You know, I used to feel guilty about always having my hand in the cookie jar, but now it is justified. Eating cookies is not always bad. Now, in my case, I might eat a whole pack instead of just eating a handful, which, you know, they recommend just one serving, which might be like three or four cookies. Well, I might eat about 10 servings, I guess. I don't know. But a man in Illinois found a solution to all his problems. What he was facing, foreclosure, behind on bills. Y'all know the typical story. You're late on everything. You got to pay on something instead of paying off something. he's going through all this in Geneva, Illinois, and decided to go into the cookie jar to, I guess, ease some of the pain. You know, when you're stressed out, that's the first thing we go for is some food to comfort us. And it really doesn't comfort us. It makes us more depressed, more stressed, which actually makes us gain more weight. So it's this revolving door. But his door quickly swung open when he reached in and pulled out a forgotten lottery ticket. Yes. Oh, yeah. Lottery tickets, took them to the 7-Eleven to see if he had any winners. And, you know, one was $600, but the other one was pretty hefty. $4.85 million he has won. Yes. Yeah, he purchased them way back in February, too, y'all. Purchased the tickets in February, put them in the cookie jar, decided he wasn't going to eat no cookies no more. Then he wanted to go back and get some cookies and got out $4.85 million. Now, that's the cookie worth eating. The forum will be open. I'll post the full story on my page. So those of you who aren't my friend on Facebook, you need to go ahead and become my friend, because that's the only way you can get insight to everything that I share right here on the show. In other news, those residents of San Francisco who love bacon, if you're in NorCal on the West Coast, you love bacon, bacon dogs, bacon burger, bacon bread, bacon hot dogs now, bacon candy, all that crazy stuff. There's a restaurant in San Francisco called Bacon Bacon, and now they are forced to close. Yes, no more Bacon Bacon. It's gone. Toodles. Bye-bye. Due to the aroma, it stinks so bad that the neighbors are saying, you gotta go. Neighbors are rallying up, telling Bacon Bacon, it's time to go. Take your bacon and keep it pushing. In other complaints, they're discarding their fat and grease in the sewer, messing up the sewer lines for the city. So the city says, hey, you got to get a permit, you got to get a new air filter, and the owners actually refuse. Then at the last minute, they want to go ahead and try to apply for it and won't get it in time. So now they're forced to close. So this coming Friday will be their last day, and they will be closing for good. Actually got in contact with the owner, and he says, you know what, I'm just going to have a food truck. Keep it pushing, keep it moving, it's easier. So those of you who are looking to experience those crazy things like bacon popsicles, bacon, all this crazy stuff that you see on the Food Network, you only got a few more days to experience it in San Francisco. Goodbye, Bacon Bacon. It might be better for y'all cholesterol and high blood pressure. In other news, Robin Hood's, yeah, there are actually some real-life Robin Hoods that are helping the poor. They're feeding parking meters where other people are actually being hit with lawsuits in New Hampshire. New Hampshire has a group of people who decided to do some good things for folks who, you know, forgot to feed the parking meter. They're going around and, you know, putting the money in there to give you a little bit extra time. And for somebody who has received a ticket from forgetting to pay the parking meter, oh, that was the worst. I literally was like 45 minutes late because I had forgot, I had stopped somewhere before I left my office and forgot to pay the parking meter, get to my car, and you can see it from a mile away, that yellow envelope that's just sticking there in the windshield. And as you grow closer, your heart starts beating faster. And when you open it, you're like, oh, they got me. Yes. There are people out there that are actually helping those of us who are a little forgetful. And feeding the parking meter for them. But they're doing great things in the wrong way. They're actually harassing the parking attendant. There's six people, a group of six people. They're actually bloggers, and they're actually getting on these parking people, meter people, attendants, and harassing them. And they're doing it so bad that the people are actually complaining to the city. And one person said that he's having heart palpitations because he's scared because they're popping out of bushes. And you know, he's a little older, and he can't take that type of pressure. He just see a person parked wrong or with an expired meter, and he's just going to do his job. And so now they're facing a lawsuit from the city. And, yeah, it's getting kind of ugly, so we need to stay on that. The forum will be open, y'all, so you guys can get all the insight to every story that we're sharing right here on Ms. J in the Morning. But I want you guys to be encouraged. No matter what you're going through, even if you get a parking ticket, you have to make a choice to be positive about every situation. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. That's why we have the Ms. J Challenge, and it's a simple quote. It states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. There is a silver lining of every cloud. No matter how dark it is, no matter how much rain, how much sleet, how much snow, no matter what the weather is like, the sun is always there. You may not be able to see it as much. You may not be able to feel it as much, but the sun never goes anywhere. So make that choice and make the choice today. Tomorrow is not promised. Today is all that you have. So let's play some Kirk Franklin today, right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been wasting all my life. Get to the door. Ooh. And now it's time to help someone see their life so, so much more.
Today we go.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
though you never felt wind blow like this before. But it's what you see, it's all you see. You will miss that so much more.
Today we go. We go.
I feel my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay. Today, see today, I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid. Today, if you
tell my mommy, Miss J, 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 Miss J.
Today, you are going to make the best choices ever. You are going to succeed today. You are not going to focus on the past. You are not going to put yourself down. You are no longer going to be stuck in your old habits. It's all going to change for you today. And because it has changed, you have released yourself to run and go. Get it. That's how we do it right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I am so grateful for all of you, and we're now at the end of this show. It's always, we have such an awesome time. I love you guys who were hitting me up on Facebook while we're on the show. Just know if I don't respond, you know, immediately, we're actually live on air, so I can't be, you know, tweeting and text messaging and all that. I get confused, and then everybody be like, what happened? Anyway, so... Having an awesome time with you guys each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions, also on iArtistRadio.com. So don't forget, log on, download the iTunes app. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, that's my boss, y'all, out there on the East Coast. And all the iArtist Radio DJs, make sure you listen to the best in hip-hop, R&B, soul, neo soul, and of course, the girl, Ms. J. Oh, Ms. J, in the morning, you can listen on demand. All you got to do is download the app, the TuneIn app, right there on iArtistRadio.com. If you need more information about anything that I've spoken about, of course, keep it locked on the website, MizJProductions.com. What's coming up next this weekend is another Pumps Empowerment Session, Truth Hurts. Yeah, women in relationships. Ms. J, along with some others, will be getting down and dirty about the truth of relationships. Those of you who keep calling me women, I'm ready for marriage. I'm an awesome woman. I have a great job. I take care of business. I don't know why I'm still single. Y'all fellas, look, I've been married again. I ain't going to do it no more, but y'all still looking at every woman. A woman gives you some attention, and you get all googly-eyed, and your heart start melting. Y'all need some help, too. We all need help in romance. We all need help in communicating with the opposite sex. So we're going to deal with that this weekend. And sometimes the truth hurts. So, yeah, make sure you join me. The event will feature food, fun, some great interactive activities that we'll be doing. And guess what, y'all? It's all for free. So you ain't got to worry about it. We got you. And no matter what you're going through in life, God's got you. So I'm going to leave you with Jay Moss. God's got it. I love y'all. And I look forward to hearing from you each and every morning. Until the next time, I love you. Mwah.
Yo, P. Jay, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa.
Why?
Why?
God's got it.
God's got it.